Rapper DaBaby issues second apology as festival appearances get cancelled. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2021. Rapper DaBaby issued a formal apology Monday after repeatedly doubling down on hurtful comments about HIV/AIDS and gay people made on stage during the Rolling Loud Festival in Miami last week. The hip-hop star, whose real name is Jonathan Lindale Kirk, told his 19.2 million Instagram fans that his comments were hurtful and triggering, and he apologized for being misinformed about the HIV infection and the gay lifestyle. Despite the latest apology, the rapper initially told fans to shut up about his comments. But amid his latest mea culpa, he also slammed social media for being so unforgiving and for not giving people an opportunity to grow. Social media moves so fast that people want to demolish you before you even have the opportunity to grow, educate, and learn from your mistakes, he wrote on Monday. As a man who has had to make his own way from very difficult circumstances, having people I know publicly working against me, knowing that what I needed was education on these topics and guidance, has been challenging. I appreciate the many people who came to me with kindness, who reached out to me privately to offer wisdom, education, and resources. That's what I needed and it was received, he said. Finally, the 29-year-old rapper got to his apology saying, I want to apologize to the LGBTQ+ community for the hurtful and triggering comments I made. Again, I apologize for my misinformed comments about HIV/AIDS and I know education on this is important. Love to all. God bless. The rapper posted the apology with comments turned off. DaBaby's apology comes a week after his offhanded comments on the stage during July's Rolling Loud Festival in Miami. Language warning. During his performance, DaBaby said, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases, that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up, he added. Fans and fellow musicians quickly denounced the rapper's onstage rant. To name a few, pop star Dua Lipa, who featured DaBaby in her song, Levitating, said she was horrified by DaBaby's comments. Sir Elton John posted a long Twitter thread debunking DaBaby's HIV/AIDS comments. And pop icon Madonna slammed the rapper for his hurtful ignorance. DaBaby also lost 2 gigs over the comments. On Sunday, he was dropped by Chicago Music Fest Lollapalooza. And on Monday the Governor's Ball Music Festival in New York City also cancelled the rapper's appearance. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.